أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, where we have been reviewing the commentary of the Noble Quran as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati in his Tafsir al-Nur. And in this particular session and series, we've been going over chapter number 53, Surah An-Najm, the chapter of the star. You'll recall in our previous discussion on this part number 13, that we were looking at the topic of what you deserve. And we mentioned the fact that each and every single human being will get exactly what they deserve from God. God, Allah, is not unjust. He's not an oppressor. He does not diminish the rewards of those who do good. And also for those who do bad, he has to also give them the retribution for their actions, because that is the justice of God. In our previous session, we looked at the topic of shafa'at, of intercession, albeit very briefly. And we talked about the fact that every single person will get exactly what they deserve, but that sometimes God does use his grace, his love, and he will overlook the injustice and he will grant us a greater reward. But obviously when it comes to punishment, many times, if not all times, he does not punish us more than we deserve. So there he maintains his justice and his level of fairness with you and I. Now let us continue in the discussion and the commentary that Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati has offered for these four verses that we are reviewing today. He goes on to mention the following, that we read in the traditions that after death, a person will benefit from his righteous child's good actions, or from a book of knowledge, or something which he had bequeathed with which others benefit from. And so, for example, in Al-Khisal, where this tradition is mentioned, we're told that if a person did any of these three things, when they passed, after they have passed away, they will actually receive benefit for them. We also read in some traditions that in paradise, a person's righteous children will be in his company. So again, they will benefit from the goodness that they had in this world. And finally, we also read in the traditions that if a person encouraged others to do good deeds, then after their death, if the people perform those actions, then he too would receive the reward of that what was done. Now, in all of these instances, although the individual did not directly exert any efforts, however, as they were indirectly involved in, for example, the proper upbringing of their children who stayed on the path of righteousness, or they left something behind as an endowment, or, for example, they left behind Islamic literature, Islamic knowledge, which others benefited from long after they have died, or they left behind some good advice, which others went on to follow in their life, and after their death, that they had a role in it because they had given that advice or done that good action. And so therefore, in all of these instances, they would receive a share of the reward of the good that had been done. And again, this shows us not only the justice of God, but the love and the compassion and the grace that God actually bestows upon humanity. Let us conclude this portion of the commentary of Surah An-Najm with a few takeaway points that we can hopefully reflect upon and use to better ourselves. Takeaway message number one is that we should never put ourselves into sin, thinking that we could rely on others to help us out, as in actuality they will never want to bear the responsibility of carrying our sins on their shoulders. We can't use the excuse of intercession, of shafa'at, nor can we say, well, somebody else will bear my sins for me. No, all of us have to bear our own sins and the burden of those. And even intercession, although that is a reality in Islamic theology and in the Quran, but we don't know if they can intercede, if they have the permission, and when will they intercede for us. Point number two, that this transient world does not have the capacity to provide a full recompense, and thus, there must exist something called the Day of Resurrection in order to get full recompense for our actions. We do good actions, sometimes we do bad actions, and we get a minimal reward or a minimal punishment. We don't get a full recompense. And again, that is impossible in this transient world. Nor are criminals fully held to account for their crimes against humanity. But on the day of judgment and well beyond, that is when the true reward and the true punishment, the true recompense, will be given out by God. And third and the last, but not least, is that the resurrection has several stages and sojourns. And from the usage of the word sofa, which means soon, and the word thumma, which means then at that point, we can deduce that the level of witnessing the actions is different from the stage of the retribution for the actions. So not only will we see the actions that we had performed, but we will also have the retribution for those deeds. We ask God to protect us, to give us the ability to only perform that which is right, and to keep away from all of those actions which He has deemed to be impermissible. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.